This podcast is brought to you by XMWX Satellite Weather.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from the National Business Aviation Association in Orlando, Florida. I'm with Jack Pelton, president of Cessna. Jack, we've just attended your media briefing, and topic one for all of these briefings has been the economy and the financial crisis, particularly the credit crisis. How is Cessna viewing that right now? You commented that this one looks different, and we're kind of getting into uncharted territory. What's your point of view on that? What are the things you're most concerned about?
Well, I would say that if you look at past cycles, recessionary cycles, they were usually based on economic fundamentals that were very similar crisis to crisis, and it just ended up in a recessionary period with maybe higher interest rates and companies not performing, profitability of major corporations not being where they used to be. And you could track and correlate aircraft order intake and deliveries to those cycles. What to me seems a little bit different in the environment that we're in today is this collapse of the financial markets, which are not only impacting companies and individuals' personal finance or profitability and their value that they have, but it also is affecting people's ability to get credit and the abilities of people to borrow and abilities of people to keep their companies running. And at least what you're reading, you just aren't sure where that's going to go. And it also, the other interesting phenomena is we've been, I think, debating as a society for quite some time is the U.S. economy connected to the global economy, or in fact, was there going to be a disconnect? And I think it's clearly showing that we are, in fact, connected as a global economy. So it has far-reaching implications in this cycle. The financing of people's credit and the ability to finance airplanes is really the new issue associated with the period that we're going into, and we haven't been through that before. I mean, we've been able to forecast that people's net worth may have gone down, and that caused them not to want an airplane. But now you're in a situation where they just may not be able to complete the transaction.
Now, in 2001, the credit was available, but the demand was not there. Is that correct?
That's correct. And the demand is tied to profitability of companies and individuals. And so in 2001, when the dot-com bubble burst and companies and corporations were not turning in the profits, it caused them to slow down in their buying patterns and habits.
Now, in this case, it looks like the demand is there because you have a $16 billion backlog, but possibly the credit is not. Have you seen any specific instances of a sale not going through or cancellation because of short-term credit issues?
You know, we haven't yet because this has just hit us within literally the last couple of weeks. But we're being very, very transparent in saying we think it is going to be an issue as we go forward today on into 2009, and so we just have to look very carefully customer by customer to look at what might occur.
Let's talk a little bit about the used aircraft inventory. Cessna has the Value Plus program, which has been very popular. Used inventory is starting to increase. Is that trend accelerating? If it does, what does that do to the robustness of new orders?
Well, yeah, used aircraft inventories have always been an indicator as to how robust new aircraft order intake will be. If we go back to the 2001 through 2003 time frame, the citation fleet of available used aircraft for sale was anywhere from 17 to 19% of the fleet for sale at that given time. And it happened to correlate with order intake dropping off. Where we stand today, we're about 13.2%. And the average good times and bad times, it's around 10 to 12%. So we've seen it move up a percent, which is another concerning indicator. But we're certainly not in the condition that we were back in the 01
and 03. Textron is capable of providing its own credit to itself, I guess, and to customers. What effect does that have? Is that ability being curtailed at all?
Well, Textron, when you say to themselves, Textron has a division of the Textron Finance company called Cessna Finance, which is a captive financing for new Cessna aircraft and new Bell helicopter products. That is an advantage for us in that none of the other manufacturers have captive financing. They're certainly going to be challenged with their own issues on how much capital can they raise in the open markets. But it gives us a an instrument to help with some of our customers, and we hope that will be one extra tool that we can use to keep some of this backlog firm.
$16 billion is a big number. It's about four times, or maybe a bit more than four times, what you had in 2001. That certainly must give you some confidence about bridging this trouble spot, depending on how long it is. How long does a backlog like that carry Cessna through?
Well, the current backlog that we have on products that are being produced today, not new models, some of that backlog is for the Sovereign, or excuse me, the Columbus and the CJ4 that are yet to start deliveries. Get you out through the 2009 time frame and well into 2010 on most of those models.
Are there any plans to curtail production rates?
You know, right now we're committed to what we have said we were going to do in 2009, but we're looking at it on a month-by-month basis, and what we are really careful in saying is we don't know, we're not willing to make any projections on 2010 on out as to whether production will increase or whether production will soften or flatten.
As have most of the major aircraft companies, Cessna's the penetration of Cessna's product line into the international market is kind of flip-flops. 60-70% of the airplanes now are sold internationally
versus 50%.
You mentioned that we have probably proved that the financial markets are linked and the economies are linked. Mm-hmm. Have you seen evidence of that? Do you see evidence of any leading-edge softness in the international markets?
Well, we aren't seeing – I mean, order intake is slowing down. But we do have data that shows that the financial markets in other parts of the world are also going through the same tightening, and we think that the credit issues in many parts of the world would be very similar to what we have here. So it's mirroring what we're seeing. Probably not to quite as severe as what we're seeing in the United States, because the banks aren't folding like crazy overseas, but they are tightening up, and they do have mortgage issues that are very similar to what we have.
Are there any issues for Textron or Cessna as an operating company for getting credit to operate?
That's not an issue at all. I mean, if you look at our financial performance as a company, we're in great shape. We're performing very, very well, and that's not an issue.
And
Textron is has great lines of credit. It's it's a publicly traded company with a lot of transparency into its financials, and we're in fine shape.
Last question, looking into the crystal ball, let's say into the second quarter of next year, what do you see then?
I think we're going to have to dig ourselves out of what we're seeing now, that it's going to be certainly a lot slower order intake than we've seen in the past, and I think it's going to get keeping customers sold is going to be our biggest priority and a far more difficult task than we've had in the certainly the last 3 or 4 years.
Jack, thanks for talking with us.
You bet.
We've been talking with Jack Pelton, president of Cessna. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from NBAA in Orlando, Florida. Thanks for listening.
XMWX satellite weather has quickly become the leading way to fly for pilots across the country. And now, with updates to the Aviator Data Package and Aviator Pro, the brand new weather data package from XMWX, pilots have an even better reason to fly with the DataLink weather leader in flight and every flight.